Yeah, it's recording right now.
I am recording now. Jordan, just tell me, and then we'll just do a quick clap sync.
I have hit record. Perfect. I am recording.
Am I saying that right? Sorry if I'm mispronouncing.
You got it.
Are you familiar with the clap sync method?
Is it just a case of one goes, then the other, then the other?
So we just go 3-2-1, and then we all clap, and that just creates a spike in the audio just for lining up audio tracks.
Okay. Yeah, no, so no, let's do that.
So let's just do one real quick. So ready, 3, 2, 1. Perfect. All right, we are starting our warm-up audio, and then, I know you said you had dinner, dude. How was dinner?
It was like a proper Sunday roast. Roast pork with Brussels sprouts, roast potatoes and carrots, stuffing, and loads of gravy as well.
Oh, I love it.
Gravy.
I still remember I used to work at Trader Joe's, which do they have Trader Joe's in the UK?
No, we recently just got Dunkin' though.
Really? That's awesome. But Trader Joe's
America
like a...
runs on Dunkin', so maybe
does.
Soon.
Apparently.
England will too.
I like how Dunkin' Donuts has single-handedly changed the spelling of the word donut.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we still refer to it as with the GH.
Oh, good. Proper English. Yeah. It's like how we drop the U's and all that stuff.
Yes, we don't call Duff Nuts.
I didn't start doing it intentionally, but it was like, you see both of those spellings, and you start writing it, and it's like, well, why would there be a U-G-H in donut? That doesn't
right.
make sense. Even yeah. though dough isn't a word. Like,
I mean, it's just the time savings alone.
Yeah. You know, it's why everyone on the internet just goes T-H-O instead of U-G-H. I got enough ugh in my life, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait, so I'm bringing that up because I was working at a supermarket, and I was loading Brussels sprouts, and it said a product of Belgium. And it just made so much sense to me why they're called Brussels sprouts.
Oh my god.
Right?
Yeah. They're really nice. That's the thing. They're really good. I like them.
I feel like Brussels sprouts are the thing that, like, you hate as, like, they're like the definition of a vegetable that you hate as a kid, but then you get like a little older and you're like, oh, these are actually good.
Yeah, and then you can just cook them in very different, various ways. Have you just had that with some pancetta?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Pancetta, Brussels sprouts, like put them on like a roasting tray. Works out well, man.
I like to do a maple syrup glaze. Have you ever tried it that way?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's really good. I'm not a big fan though, because it's crazy how like Brussels sprouts and broccoli and all these vegetables are the same plant. So that's my favorite is broccoli.
Really?
But broccoli. Like I mean, broccoli and cauliflower is like pretty obvious that they're related. But yeah, it's all from one species of plant, and we're actually eating different parts of the plant that were effectively heightened.
Hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's like weed.
The dank vegetable.
The dankest vegetable. Yo, dude, you got some dank. Yeah, man, I just got all this Brussels sprout.
Yeah, that's straight from Brussels.
You got some broccoli,
like,
man.
Like, oh, yeah, man. Wait, do you get the purple sprouting broccoli?
Yeah, look at the terpenes in this broccoli. She's crystal.
Oh, did you say terpenes?
I said terpenes.
Oh, I was
David.
Like, what is a terpene?
I don't know what a turd bean is, but a terpene is what, like, weed nerds always talk about when they're like, yo, man, I got this new strain, got all these terpenes, and they really contribute a lot. Something or
I don't think you'd have a good time if you had turd beans in them.
No, I would not.
Turd beans, I do not think will give me a good time.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh, this is gonna be a fun one. Masi, I'm really excited to have you on. Definitely, as you saw, people are really excited. And then we were really big fans of everything you've done. I really loved your analytical videos as well. I'm trying to remember some of my favorites. Like, I feel like you did this really interesting insight on just Raddus as a character. I know you recently talked about him too, so maybe that's why he's on my mind, but I've always felt he is, like, it's weird how they just completely forget about Raditz as a character in Dragon Ball Z, despite him literally being Goku's brother.
I don't know, there's so much potential. I mean, it's typical Toriyama thing, you know, Raditz was created to serve the plot and nothing else. Even though in Super Dragon Ball Heroes, Raditz could have easily been used as, instead of Kumba, a random evil-saying guy from the past.
Right.
He could have just had Raditz as, like, in another dimension, he is the strongest evil ancient Saiyan of all time. And Goku has to fight his brother, evil brother from another dimension.
We could have had Metal Gear Dragon Ball.
Right?
Mm. Yeah. Doesn't Raditz also kind of have like an accent? It's been a while.
Well,
then again,
Raditz usually just speaks like this. It's more kind of just like along those lines. In fact, it was funny. I went to KameaCon, and this was just when the R&R started.
Yeah,
and I met Justin Cook, and I told him about Raditz, and he said, "Ah, yes." I told him about R&R. "Ah, yes, excellent. The story where Raditz actually gets his shit together."
Follow the birdie.
And it was also at same place. I got called over by a gopher from another person, and it's "Excuse me, Mr. Lawrence, Mr. Parsons would like to talk to you." Mr. Parsons. It turns out it's the guy who does the dub voice of Nappa.
Well,
and he went, "Very big fan of yours." And I'm like, "I wonder why you are."
Speaking of
me, well, I didn't voice Nappa, obviously. That's Tarka. But I think
I was gonna say, I didn't even know.
That was still really good.
Yeah, that was
I am
pretty
hilarious,
fucking accurate.
You won't quote everything I say.
Oh,
yeah. Holy shit. Right there.
Tarka and I have similar voice patterns. So basically, any kind of character that Tarka voices, I can do a vague approximation of it, including the wonderful Alucard.
It's like, just there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
less of the improv, though. I'm not as good as improv.
Man, I have a million voices over here.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's what we should just call you.
Masako of the Million Voices.
Yes.
that is an anime name, though. It's like, I am Masako of the Million Voices.
And then, speaking, though, actually, we're actually going to have Kyle Herbert on as a guest in the future.
Oh,
so,
right on. Kyle's
that'll be
nice.
Really exciting. Yeah, I think we're going to do Sandland, because he was like, "I don't have a lot of time to read," so we're like, "Oh, well, this is like 30 minutes of reading," so fingers crossed. He seems like a really cool guy.
Yeah, no, Kyle's pretty chill. He's got his own podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we thought to reach out to him, because he's already a podcaster.
Cool. Yeah, no good idea.
Oh, man.
I'll
send him
everyone
your regards.
Who ever voiced Gohan on this show. That's the new goal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because technically I voiced Gohan as well.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Jordan's like, can you do
like
my voicemail?
I'm talking to somebody with, like a DID or something. It's like, can I speak to Gohan right now? How does Gohan feel about this?
Mom? I need an adult.
I am an adult.
No, you're not.
I have a question.
I am an adult.
I have to ask something. So one thing I talked with Jordan was probably the funniest thing I think from Dragon Ball Z the Abridged series was, I think it was during maybe the Namek saga where you guys made like a fake teaser for like next time on Dragon Ball Z, you know, like here are all these lingering questions and they'll all be answered right now, and then like you just said what happens, and I was trying to
remember
like is that a reference to something, because I feel like it is, but I can't remember what it's referencing.
It's like it's a classic like various trope from the 90s, as in like something will return right now.
Okay, yeah, because that was like straight up a Jordan can keep me honest, legitimately we've talked about that was the single funniest thing I ever heard in Dragon Ball Z the Bridge series.
That sounds right. I don't remember the exact conversation, but that sounds right.
Jordan, your mic just got real, like, weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it still weird?
Yeah.
It just sounded a bit loud on the loud side, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it got loud.
Yeah. Did you change your gain at all?
I just noticed that. How is it now?
It's a little bit better, but still, like, not as good as when you first... I would still turn your gain down. Like, physically, how does your track on...
Oh, I do have a gain thing. How about now?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
That's
a
lot better?
If you can just, see your track, you can just see when it spikes.
So
you
want
to keep that to a minimum.
It doesn't.
That's so weird.
I don't see, like, a huge spike on here.
Okay.
But, if I sound right now.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, yeah.
And then we still want to just quickly go through our list. I see you're in the Google Doc. Awesome. So let me see. So you want to call Moscow. So just also please make sure you silence your phone. Anything creating background noise, please. So AC or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Also just try and be conscious about any mouse clicking. It's... Sorry, what? Jordan, what'd you say? I don't know what happened to Jordan. Okay, but there we go. So Masako, the one main thing I want to talk about is we have something called section leaders. And so in this document, all those bold are really the sections of the podcast. And so are there any points you would like to kind of, so it's a little hard to describe, but essentially it's anything you feel passionate, you'd like the first word in. It's not necessarily you have to run that conversation or you can't talk into other sections. It just means we have a steady flow of conversation just so we're not kind of like people are kind of thinking about what they want to say.
Basically, the reason we have it is because if it's like, okay, we're going to move on to the next section. Who wants to talk? You want to talk? You want anything? We don't want to do that. So it's just like,
okay. Yeah, well yeah, said.
It doesn't matter if you have much to say. It'll be just like, okay, we're going to call on you to start the conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I could do the where it could have gone because that's pretty much my wheelhouse.
For sure.
Oh, that's,
it's like, what if Nine Dragons Ball Parade wasn't cancelled?
What if they got the 7 Dragon Balls? They only got 6. If they got the 7th, then like.
Well, they just rushed through the whole damn thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's straight up. He's like, oh, fuck, I have to actually finish the series.
Here's two random dudes, and I don't have fucking time to tell you anything about them. There you go.
Yeah, he got to chapter 16, and then the editor were like, yeah, we're not getting through. No, we're not getting it.
No. Is there a second section, by the way, that you'd also like to talk about?
I think if I could spearhead that, but I'll have stuff to say on the other ones.
Oh, yeah. It's more just, again, just starting the conversation. But if that's the only one you feel really passionate about, not a big deal. We always like to give the guest first choices of the sections.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
How about you, Jordan? Is there anything you feel really passionate about? You know, I usually play cleanups because it's not that big a deal.
I'll do why it failed.
Okay. And then, is there a second one you feel passionate about?
I have miscellaneous thoughts.
Okay. I have one miscellaneous thought. Okay, I'll take the rest. That's not a big deal. And then let me see what else. And then for the characters, we kind of round robin it. And then we do popcorn reading, if you're familiar with the term, where each paragraph just kind of represents a different reading block of the plot summary. So we're just not having, you know, someone talk for, you know, read off a summary for like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And then I think
this is what we used to do.
Yeah. Jordan, can you mind moving your mic just slightly further away from you? I think because I think you're still a little loud.
How about now?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay.
Thanks. Oh, that like fixed everything, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, more or less.
I guess maybe this mic is just a lot more sensitive to distance.
Yeah. Yeah, we can definitely do some experimentation with it. Okay, and then am I forgetting anything, or I think we are good to go? Oh, sorry, I forgot one more thing. So at the start of the show, I'll introduce you. And then if you just mind giving like a 30-second elevator pitch talking about yourself, and then at the end of the show, you will, of course, have ample time to talk about everything that you're working on.
Okay, sure.
Jordan, am I forgetting anything?
I can't think of anything that you're forgetting.
Perfect. Okay, so what we're going to do now is 10 seconds of silence just for room noise, for the noise cancellation. And then I'm going to go 3, 2, 1 clap, and then we're going to do a NAR clap just because the double spike makes it easier to find the actual proper start of the show. And we'll also do a collapsing after each section after the transition.
Okay.
Yeah. We try and make things as easy for you because I really do appreciate you taking the time to meet with us. I've been very excited. It's been a few weeks in the making.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. We've been very excited about this for a while. Yeah.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. I'm just feeling so nostalgic hearing you do the Gohan and Goku voices, but we can definitely get onto that because I know it's late for you, Masako. So ready? Let's do 10 seconds of silence right now. All right, 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.